a man shot by police after his 12-year-old son was killed at a sports field near Melbourne has now died in hospital. The boy was found dead from head injuries at the Oval in Taieb late yesterday. Police tried to subdue his father with capsicum spray but shot him in the chest when he rushed them with a knife. The shocking events unfolded in front of children attending cricket and football practice at around 6:30 last night. 1,300 workers have lost their jobs after a Perth-based mining contractor went into administration. Cost overruns and profit downgrades had forced the Forge Group into a major restructure. The Receiver's Court are meant to say the sacked workers should receive their entitlements from asset sales. Qantas boss Alan Joyce has renewed his call for federal government help. In a speech to a tourism forum in Canberra last night, Mr. Joyce has stressed that Qantas is not like Holden or SBC Ardmona. He says the airline is not after a taxpayer handout, but wants the federal government to guarantee Qantas's debt. Federal Treasurer Joe Hockey has signalled he's getting ready to sell off $130 billion in assets, ranging from Medibank Private to electricity poles. Mr. Hockey has told the Wall Street Journal he wants to set an example to cash-strapped governments around the world that need new funds to boost their economies. Prime Minister. In Syria, aid trucks have delivered food to starving residents in the war-torn city of Homs. The regime has agreed to extend a ceasefire that's allowed hundreds of civilians to flee that city.